The 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union shattered the nation into 15 pieces and left millions in newly formed independent states where they no longer felt at home. The breakup sparked a massive migration. Many moved because of discrimination or ethnic conflicts. Russia said anyone from the former Soviet Union was eligible for citizenship. But NPR's Ann Garrels reports the welcome has been anything but warm.
For many ethnic Russians, now a minority in the newly independent countries such as the Baltic states or Turkmenistan, the path to Russia seemed natural. Wars in many of the new states also drove out tens of thousands of non-Russians who sought to make Russia their home. On paper, Russian immigration and refugee laws are exemplary. Natalia Ivanova at Russia's immigration office says the laws, if anything, have been too generous. Until recently, Russia couldn't deny any former Soviet citizen the right to apply. But Svetlana Ganushkina, a human rights activist with an organization called Civic Cooperation, says, as is often the case in Russia, the laws don't work. Ganushkina says the right to do something doesn't mean you can do it. Refugees from non-Soviet states are usually deported, even when they clearly face persecution or execution at home. Citizens from the former Soviet Union are not treated much better. Bureaucratic red tape has prevented millions from becoming Russian citizens. Last September, the Russian government suddenly withdrew from its commitment to take any former Soviet citizen. It gave people 90 days to sort out their status. Ganushkina says the situation is catastrophic because people had little warning. Given the bureaucratic hurdles and corruption, it was impossible to clarify their status over the years, let alone in 3 months. By law, those living in the 14 non-Russian republics had only to apply to the Russian consulate.
But the consulates had long lines, and often people had to pay huge bribes, which they couldn't afford.
Former Soviet citizens applying from inside Russia faced a catch-22 nightmare. Applicants first had to get a residency permit, but local authorities have been reluctant to register immigrants because they didn't want to have to supply them with social services. Ganushkina says it's been particularly difficult for non-Russians.
I see discrimination towards people from Azerbaijan and Armenia all the time. You frequently hear, you're an Azeri, you have your own country, go home.
All this comes against a backdrop of a shrinking population, which Russia's prime minister recently called disastrous for Russia's future. The prime minister has proposed stimulating selective immigration from the former Soviet republics. But so far, even so-called ideal immigrants face problems. Людмила Федоровна is a Russian from Kazakhstan. Her husband has a construction job in Moscow. Her two sons are lawyers. They're not looking for handouts. But Moscow authorities have refused to register them. As of January 1st, people like Ludmila and her husband are illegal immigrants. They now have to apply for a green card, but there are no forms for this. And they now have to show citizenship from another country. But tens of thousands, if not millions, have no passports other than the old Soviet one, and no way to get a new one. Azerbaijan, for instance, will not acknowledge that Armenians who fled pogroms there were once its citizens. Ganushkina's office has been the only place immigrants could go for advice. The line spilled out into the courtyard. But last week, the office and all the documents were destroyed in a suspicious fire. For the foreseeable future, Civic Cooperation is out of business. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Moscow.